Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I want to focus on that word I don't use enough, I don't hear enough, and as leaders, we don't use enough. I'll tell you about that word just after this word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
Okay, repeat after me. No. That's the word. Leaders don't say it enough. I remember back when my daughter started dating. We didn't let her date, so she went out with people in groups. So dating is just to help you understand that she left my house. And she went with other people, and one of them was a boy, I'm sure. But I always asked her before the door closed, I said, I want you to tell me your last name and the magic word. And over time, she got very irritated with telling me these two words because I kept asking. I still ask her. The magic word is no. And then she'd go, no, Dad. And I said, no, that's not no. Say it like you mean it. And she'd go, no. And what's your last name? Green. Okay, now you represent that name when you leave here. And when someone asks you to do something you don't want to do or you know that the Lord has not led you to do, then I want you to say no with everything inside of you. No! Practice it till you got it perfect. And that was our routine throughout high school and college. And as long as she was under my roof, she practiced the word no. Well, we're not much different. We say yes too often as leaders. And I'm going to say there's nothing wrong with a lot of yeses. The problem is, though, that you'll lose focus on the big yes. That pleasers, of which I am, and many of us are, pleasers get into that role where you say yes to everyone for everything and you keep filling up your list. And the focal points, those things that you've already given your word on, the things that you intended to do and you want to do, get lost because we didn't say no. Every leader has to say no. And I don't particularly appreciate the word when I've assigned a task to a member of my team and I hear the word no. That doesn't make me happy. But in leadership, we have to use the word. We've got to pick between all the things that we could do. I learned something a long time ago, and I don't know where I learned it or what book I read it out of. There was a time management class, and I think I learned it there, maybe not, because I've taught a lot of time management, so I took about every course I could. But I got to this point where I had to understand what to say no to, because I couldn't tell. Should I be the president of the chamber this year after 6 years of doing it? Should I do this or do that, join this or be there? And then someone gave me this thing to think about that I've been using ever since. I know it's 20 years ago, but the question is real simple. Does it bring me closer to or further from my goals? I've been invited to go speak on Saturday at 9 o'clock at a leadership convention. The very first thing I should say is, does it bring me closer to or further from my goals? Or let me tag that a little bit. Closer to or further from promises I've made or commitments I've made. I made a commitment to my wife that Saturday morning breakfast is date breakfast. We're going to do it every Saturday, and we do, pretty much without fail. Could I get released from that to go give a speech on Saturday morning? Sure. And she's going to feel second or third or fifth if I do that. And if I do that enough, I whittle away at that relationship enough, I don't have much left. I'll eventually carve all the wood off that stick. I won't even have a stick. And that's what happens to a lot of us. We just do carvings. We do a little whittling, a little bit of Achilles heel attacks. You know, it doesn't take much before you lose that Achilles. And that's that strength. That's that point that keeps us strong. So I'd like you to consider this for whatever Green Lines will do for you today. Is just to think about in 2017, maybe saying no more often because you can say yes better. Your yeses will be yes, your no's will be no, and your maybes will be no. Almost anything that I say, I can't do it, let me think about it, and I might do it later, I end up not doing because it never became a priority. I know if I reluctantly say yes, it was a no all along, that there's some bigger goal, there's a bigger project, there's someone else I need to spend more time with. There's a relevant and an important yes waiting for it. And if I do the right yeses and say no enough, I find I have more divine appointments. It's amazing to me when I create time margins. Margins are so important. They're important in my relationship. They're important in my use of money. I want to always have money left over. I want to have money margins where I've got enough to not worry and fret. And I want to do that with my time. I understand the role of margins, but I also want to use that role inside of my decision making for how I allocate my time. I think no is a powerful word. Sometimes I hate myself for saying it because I want to do things for everybody. I want to help people. But when I try to help everybody, I end up helping nobody. So as a leader, let's give some thought to the power of yes, well told, well intended, full yes. And to do that, we've got to say no more often. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You've been listening to Green Lines. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.